Audio Generation, GR712.
I am Chloe. Most people can make a budget for a weekend at the movies, but the real challenge is making a plan that lasts for years. Today we are building a long-term blueprint. Whether you are saving for your first car, a specialized college program, or a big community project, you need more than just a piggy bank. You need a strategy that can survive the ups and downs of life. Let's learn how to create, track, and, most importantly, adjust your plan when the world throws you a curveball.
I am Noah. Long-term planning is a complex process. It is like building a skyscraper. You need a solid foundation of prior knowledge, but you also need to be ready to change the design if the weather changes. We will look at different scenarios, from individual goals to household budgets. A budget isn't a one-and-done task. It is a living document that grows with you. If you don't track it, you are just guessing. And in finance, guessing is a risky game.
I am Maya. I will be looking at the invisible forces that try to pull you off course. Have you ever felt like you had to buy a certain brand of shoes because everyone at school has them? That is peer pressure. Or have you seen an ad on social media that made you feel like your life wasn't cool enough without a certain gadget one? That is consumerism. Understanding these societal factors is the first step to making decisions that actually align with your personal beliefs and goals.
And I am Liam. I am here to talk about the big disruptions. Sometimes things happen that are totally out of our control, like a major plant closing in your community, a global recession, or even a pandemic. These events change the economy and can change a family's income overnight. A budget that can't bend will break. I will show you how to build flexibility into your blueprint so you can stay secure even when the economic weather gets stormy.
Creating a long-term budget requires five main steps. First, identify your purpose. Why are you saving? For the future is too vague. For a $3,000 car in 2 years is a goal you can actually track. Second, brainstorm your possible earnings. This could be summer jobs, birthday gifts, or an allowance. Third, list your expected expenses. We break these into fixed expenses, like a monthly bus pass, and variable expenses like snacks or movies. Fourth, share your budget for feedback. Talk to a trusted adult or a teacher. They might see a hidden cost you missed. And finally, adjust. If you didn't earn as much as you thought this month, you have to move the numbers around to stay on track.
Now let's talk about the influencers. Every day, social media and advertisements use psychology to make you want to spend. They create a feeling of missing out. This societal factor is a huge driver of financial decision making. If you are aware of it, you can stop and ask, am I buying this because I need it? Or because an ad told me I'd be more popular if I had it? Your personal beliefs about things like environmentalism can also be a factor. You might choose to buy high-quality, used items instead of cheap, new ones to reduce waste. This is an informed decision that saves money and fits your values. Awareness results in more control.
Liam here with a reality check. Economic disruptions like a recession or a local business closing can cause systemic changes. This might mean employment and income for your household go down. In a long-term budget, we handle this by having a variable buffer. If your income drops, you immediately look at your variable expenses, the wants, and cut them back to protect your needs. Being flexible is not a sign of failure. It is a sign of a master manager. Simulated scenarios, like the ones in your lesson, let you practice these adjustments in a safe place. This builds the confidence you need for the real world.
Budgets also differ based on who they are for. An individual budget is just for your goals. A family or household budget involves everyone working together to cover rent, food, and shared fun. You might even help create a budget for your school class or a local community project. In every case, foster a respectful and inclusive environment. Some people may be facing very difficult financial situations due to systemic oppression or historical factors. Valuing all perspectives helps us create a community budget that supports everyone. Keeping a record of every dollar is vital. Whether you use a digital app or a notebook, the record is the truth of your budget.
A major tip for success: don't wait until you have a lot of money to start. The habit of tracking $5 a week is exactly the same as tracking $5,000. Motivation comes from seeing your progress bar fill up. If you reach the one-year mark of a two-year goal and you've saved half the money, you'll feel like a champion. Take a look at the sample budget in your lesson. Imagine a surprise expense of $50 just happened, like your bike needing a new tire. How would you adjust the other categories to stay on track? This is how you build a financial life that lasts. We will see you in the next video, where we talk about the power of interest.
Previous lesson, back to course, next lesson.